Your Ali C today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're here at the San Francisco Gold Show. Got my friend John Kaiser with me right now. John, I want you to take a look at his newsletter, the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. You can find out more about that newsletter simply by clicking on the banner on our homepage. You know, John and I were chatting a little bit here, and he brought up a very, very interesting point. You know, he said, Al, in the past, there has been an inverse relationship between the price of base metals and the price of precious metals for the obvious reason. Now, rather than me assuming that everybody knows what the obvious reason for that inverse relationship is or historically has been, let me let John explain that to you.
Historically, gold and silver are strong when it looks like the global economy is in trouble, things are going to go wrong, and copper prices, nickel prices, all base metal prices go down as a result of sagging demand. That's the standard business cycle. But what's happening right now is the strength in gold and silver is really premised on the idea that the global economy will, after it navigates its way through these hurdles right now, continue to grow, but the growth will disproportionately come from the emerging nations such as China and India, which have extraordinarily larger population bases. So even though the United States economy will continue to grow, it will grow in relatively lesser terms.
Of course. Okay, now you mentioned China and India. China and India have of late, and historically I might add, been big proponents of investing in gold, whether it's in jewelry, as is the case in India, or in the case in China, investing in gold as a store of value, for lack of better terms. Now, with the growth of India and China that you brought up many, many times, and I mean, they are obviously, you know, the next first stringers, for lack of better terms. How do you think their philosophy on purchasing gold and silver will affect the price of those metals?
Well, for example, China's financial system is quite immature. It is not well developed. That's why they own so many U.S. Treasury instruments, and do not have a free-floating currency. China has an interest in owning gold and silver and encouraging their own people to privately own it all, because they understand that as this transition happens, where the balance of power between China and the United States shifts over the next 20 years, it is not clear how well the Chinese renminbi will fare as it replaces the U.S. dollar. So, and of course, if the United States becomes weaker and weaker in relative terms, its currency will not be the store of value that it has traditionally been. So we've now seen we're seeing also central banks come back into the equation buying gold. Not the Western ones like Europe and Canada and the United States, but the emerging nations' central banks are also now acquiring gold and silver. And that's going to be a long-term buying pressure, along with everybody else's buying pressure, which is linked to the uncertainty about how the world will look as the United States becomes less important in the grand scheme of things.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you would see an economic environment like we're in right now?
Well, I waver between being an optimist and a pessimist, and in my darker moments, I see everything as potentially falling apart. But generally, I lean towards the optimistic outlook.
I do too, quite frankly. But you know, when you look at the situation internationally, I can't comprehend for the life of me how we can have a major reoccurrence of prosperity without a prior period of some very, very significant austerity.
Well, austerity, typically what it does is it concentrates wealth and makes a lot more people poorer, which can become the basis for a change, but the change can also be in the form of revolution. So I'm not sure an austerity cycle is a good thing. I think the problem that we have in this world now is unbalanced production. We have capital has invested itself in the lowest cost jurisdictions. They have cheated by dumping the costs on their local people, such as in China, no environmental controls, none of the things that make our standard of living high. And we've basically run out of room to tolerate this. We need a rebalancing of this, shifting manufacturing back to places like the United States and have trade be what it's supposed to be, namely a two-way phenomenon, rather than this one-way thing of they ship stuff to us, we ship dollars to them, and then they ship them back to us for IOUs. This is the unsustainable problem that we have right now, and I believe it can be solved. And when it is, then we see the global economy back on track with all the various cylinders firing. And contrary to the general feeling out there, this is not going to be bad for gold and silver, because as all these other economies start to grow, then of course that means America, Europe continue to fade, even though they're still growing, but they fade in relative importance. So we have a situation here. If you have a simple bet, be very pessimistic and just stay away from everything, maybe own gold and silver, sit in cash like the $8 trillion that's sitting in American household savings accounts right now. Or you say, I believe that they will fix this, that we will be back on track, and then you own the whole spectrum of metals, precious and base. Unfortunately, there's no way of hedging this right now. It's an all-or-nothing situation.
You know, it is an all-or-nothing situation. There's no question about that as of this moment in time. You know, I have to tell you, you said something that I agree with wholeheartedly, and our listeners are aware of this because my portfolio is totally transparent to our listeners. And the one area that a lot of them will take me to task, for lack of better terms, because we talk a lot about hard assets on this show, but I am a very strong advocate of diversification. And I think that's what you're saying when you talk about the metals, a balance between precious and base metals, for example. I take it one step farther, and our portfolio, basically about a quarter of our portfolio is in the conventional stock market, about a quarter of our portfolio is in, you know, wholly owned real estate, and then probably about 50% of it is in the resource sector, either in the commodities themselves or in securities. To me, that makes sense. Diversification, I think diversification equals safety.
You know, there's another way that I structure this diversity. I avoid a lot of these mutual funds, in fact, all of them, big corporations. I like to have my assets consist of real estate, cash or gold equivalent type of very liquid, and then very high-risk securities such
exactly.
as in the resource sector.
I agree.
And I balance the distribution amongst them because with these ones, I have a good understanding of why I will make money and why I have lost money when I do lose it. With all these other things, this is the tragedy of 2008. Nobody seemed to have seen it coming, and nobody quite understood what nature this train was that plowed into them. And I prefer to structure my portfolio where I have transparency of understanding of what the risks are.
Oh, I agree 100%. But, you know, John, you've been in this game a long time. You started out as an analyst in Western Canada. You moved down to the Bay Area where you started, I would have to say, one of the more successful newsletters out there. The area I think that you and I are, I think the fact that you and I have to really understand is so many people who are really interested in investing in our sector really don't know anything about it. What would you say to those people?
I'd say this is a serious predicament. This is why we've seen a movement into pure trading, where it doesn't matter that you don't understand the underlying fundamentals, where you're just trading the volatility and hoping to be on the right side of the swing. And this is unfortunate for this sector because you do need to put a lot of work into visualizing what is the story about, what is the company trying to accomplish. If it's actually a production play or development play, you need to know something about the metals, the underlying metals, or what's the future supply and demand. So there's a lot of heavy mental lifting that has to take place, and that's why these types of conferences are you know, a fantastic opportunity for people to kick the tires and get their heads around what's all involved in this bet that I'm about to make.
Absolutely, an incredible opportunity to do that. Another opportunity is to read John's newsletter. You want to get a sample, you want to find out more about it, click on his banner on our homepage. Big Al's going to be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 2nd, 2011. Gold open this morning at $1,756.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,799.79, $899.90 for a half ounce, or $449.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,799.79, $899.90, and $449.95.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back from the San Francisco Gold Show. I have a couple of gentlemen with me right now, father and son team, who I have known for, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years. A couple of really, really good guys. Dr. Alan Alper and his son, Alan Alper. You've got a great publication. It's called Metals News. Tell us about it.
Yes, we have Metals News. We publish about 150 or so news releases a day. We also interview executives, CEOs, and write about their companies. Like at this show, we'll be interviewing about 20 different companies, and then we'll be writing featured articles on them. And also, we interview a lot of experts. I'll let my son talk about that.
Well, our philosophy is an informed investor needs a lot of information.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. I could not agree more. I tell our listeners, Al, constantly, you've got to get all the information you possibly can, because that's the only way you can make an informed investment decision. And you guys are contributing very valuably to that.
So basically what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll talk to all the experts and we'll get their opinions on things and put them up on our site. It's a free site, and that way people can go and they could see all sides of the picture, whether it's the hyperinflation or whether it's buying ETFs or gold or storing it in your mattress. You'll find that every expert has a different idea about what is best. And if you look at all of them, you can get a pretty good picture of what is comfortable for your personal investment style.
Oh, I would agree 100%. Dr. Alper Sr., I have a question for you, and you're probably not as senior as I am, but having said that, how'd you get involved in the business, Al?
Well, I have a PhD in economic geology. After I graduated, I was a head of a research department for Corning Glass. Then I moved to Sylvania, and I was director of their research for materials, tungsten, molybdenum, rare earths. And then I became a VP and general manager of a division that made tungsten. It was the largest Western tungsten facility, and also took ore, tungsten ore, and made all sorts of sophisticated tungsten products, tungsten powders, tungsten billets, tungsten wire, and also molybdenum, the same thing with molybdenum. And then we also took rare earths and we made phosphors out of it for lighting, for other purposes too, and high-tech purposes. And so then about 1999, I decided to get together with my son, who has an IT
background.
It's
a nice thing to do every once in a while. I've been getting together with my daughters for about that same period of time. And you know what bothers me about the situation like that? They're smarter than I am.
Well, that's true here. And that was good, because my son has all of his phenomenal background in IT and in programming and in computers. And I have a background in economic geology. So it's a great fit. And I'll let my son talk a little bit about his background.
Well, you know what I'd like you to talk about, Al? Yeah. What I'd like you to talk about really is the revolution that we have had in the IT segment, for lack of better terms, is something that I have a little trouble dealing with. Let me tell you why. Back in 2002, when I was doing radio out of a studio, the program director of this group of stations said, "Corlin, we ought to take your show and put it on the Internet." Well, I almost broke my back because I fell down on the floor. I was laughing so hard. But it turns out that today, because of computers, I mean, we've got 100,000 people out there who listen to the show on their computers alone. I mean, we're talking about a major, major change in communications, aren't we?
Yeah, the computer technology has really revolutionized the world. It's brought us much closer together, and it's made sharing information instantaneous. So I can be talking here. I don't know when this goes out, but very, very rapidly, or streamed live, you can literally have millions of people who are viewing it. And when I started writing computer applications, you'd write a computer application for one or two people. Now, you write a web application that literally can be seen by thousands of people at the same time. And all the time, there's a new technology. So if you look at iPhones, you look at iPads, you look at the app store and applications. These are all new venues that can leverage the internet.
So, it's, you know, it literally is amazing. You know, and some people almost would say that it does more harm than good. Now, I have to tell you, I totally disagree with that. The rationale of a lot of those people are, communications has gotten so rapid and the audience has gotten so huge in the world that you don't know anything that happens in the world of any consequence. You're going to know about it within 5 minutes, regardless of where you are, if you have a computer. And that's amazing to me. Probably not amazing to you, because it sounds like you know a heck of a lot more about this than I do, but it absolutely blows my mind.
Well, I find that I'm learning more and more every day, and I have to say that I'm constantly being amazed by everything. You look at a phenomenon like Twitter. Twitter now is being used by people to schedule meetings where thousands
amazing.
Of people appear, and to manage revolutions and to combat oppression.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And the thing, you know, for myself and obviously for you guys, that I find to be the most beneficial is, you know, you guys are pretty arm's length in your reporting. I am totally transparent in my reporting. I think that with what you guys are doing with Metals News and what I do with our show, I mean, it is very definitely a good thing for society, because you can never, if you're going to write a check to invest in a stock or whatever, you can never have enough information. And you guys are providing great information.
Yeah, we're very happy with what we're doing. We're now on Twitter. We're at Metals News on Twitter, and we're metalsnews.com on the web. And we're totally free. And our idea is the more information you have, the better off you are, the more informed decisions you can make. And we want to provide every possible point of view and let you guys make up your minds.
And that's a very valuable thing to do. Dr. Alper, sir, you have the final word. Another rundown on Metals News.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for
giving us the opportunity
to discuss Metals News. But I would invite everyone to come to the site, Metals News, learn about companies, learn about CEOs, learn about management, learn about properties, and also get a feel for what's going on in these different shows where, like, media partners of this show, of PDAC, of Cambridge shows, and we welcome everyone to come to our site.
You guys check it out. If you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let Dr. Alpert and his son Al know.
That sounds good.
Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to record here at the International Investment Conference's Hard Asset Conference in San Francisco. Really, really a good one. You know, I have run into an old friend here, guy who has not been on our show for a long time. He's a really, really interesting individual, and he's a very good guy, and he's got a very unique product. Dudley Baker. Dudley, when I met you 6 or 7 years ago, you were doing basically concentrating on warrants, okay, because warrants do provide a very, very interesting piece of information into a company in terms of potential dilution, what have you. Now you're doing more than that. Now you're examining insider trading, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I have to tell you, before I turn you loose, I want to say, and I've said this to listeners a million times, that you have to be very, very cognizant about what's going on in a company from the total spectrum. Yep, the amount of money they have is important. Yes, the asset that they have is important. But you know what? You can get a huge amount of insight into a company if you know what the major shareholders are doing.
You betcha. Extremely, extremely important. So, yeah, good to be with you, Al. It's been a long time since we visited together. So, it's always a good experience. Yeah, it's. I really find that the following the insiders now religiously, and it's really just a commercial a product, a institutional service that I follow. It allows me to let's say, track hundreds of companies by putting in the symbol, or I can track key officers, big guys' names in the business. When they do a transaction, I have an email immediately. So it's definitely an online system. So it allows me to track hundreds and hundreds of companies. And throughout the day, I get emails of Joe Blow bought, Joe Blow sold. So I can stay on top of any given company. So really, for all of the companies that have warrants that are in our database,
yeah,
I have all of those companies plugged in, so I pretty much know what the insiders are doing on the 100-plus companies with warrants that are trading. Anytime I come across a new name, like we're here at the conference in San Francisco, if a new company name comes to my horizon, I tell you, it's my policy now. The first thing, yeah, you're interested in the story, but within 5 minutes, I get back, I hit my computer. What are the insiders doing? Does management have any skin in the game? And that's what I want to know. It's not uncommon that we've got a company with high visibility, maybe being recommended by several analysts, and I go and take a look, and the insiders have got little or no participation.
That is one of the things that I find to be, I don't want to use the word interesting, but I find that to be almost appalling, because the amount of money that the insiders can take out of a company is huge. And if they are of the wrong character, and they don't have any, as you call it, skin in the game, or as I call it, if they haven't written checks, if they haven't suffered a little bit to make the thing happen, I don't want to invest in it.
Exactly, and that's the point. So it's, all of the insiders, the officers, the directors, most of them, they're going to all have stock options. To me, that's not skin in the game. I want them to write the check, buy stock in the open market just like you and I.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about. And so I can monitor, what I'm really looking for when I follow the insiders, I want to see what they call the code 10. That's the public transactions, just like you and me. I can also see what they're doing with private placements and private transactions, but what I really want to see is those open market purchases. And just a good example maybe for the listeners here is that there's one company that's here that will always remain anonymous, but it's probably has a 50% institutional following, which is incredible for these juniors. And I was looking the other day, and five of the officers, only one owns stock outright, and only 26,000 shares. The other four have zero positions other than stock options. Now, to me, that blew me away, and it's like, so the question is, why in the world would I want to buy shares in that company if they don't believe in it that strong themselves?
I couldn't agree with you more. I have a policy, and I have to tell you, I am very, very transparent, because when you do what I do, you have to be transparent. Yeah, you can get around it, but what's the point? So I'm very, very transparent, and I will not work with a company as a sponsor on our website unless I go out and my wife and I write a check to buy stock out of the open market. I don't mean in any other way. Obviously, in private placements, we'll take advantage of that. But, I don't want to be involved in a universe where everybody doesn't contribute financially, because that's what it's all about. Now, we have a number on our blog, Dovey, we have a number of people who follow the insider activities, for lack of better terms. Tell me how you do it on your site and how our listeners can benefit from your site.
Well, what I do is try to just use a really big umbrella or net, whatever we want to call it here. But literally, for all of the companies that have warrants that are in our database, I want to know roughly, are the insiders buying, or are they selling, or whatever. Whether I own those the company stock or the warrants or whatever, but I can share this information with our subscribers. We still, a piece of the service, I still can issue buy recommendations on those companies that I feel we've got some serious insider buying going on. I'll flash a buy signal. Subscribers will get an instant buy, and we track that in the website. And we've had some great overall results with that over the last couple of years. I think we're net-net was up about, on all closed positions, up about 104% on each of those 40-some-odd transactions. So that's pretty cool. That's been a nasty market in 2011. And so whether insiders are buying or not, a lot of the stocks have not performed. You know me through the years. I'm a straight shooter. My subscribers know I'm a straight shooter. I have cooled the activity with respect to religiously following those insiders on coming in with a buy, because let's just say you and I as insiders of a company, we're going to feel good about our company, but if the market environment is negative right now, that company probably is not going to be able to perform as you and I would want it to. And the companies get caught up in this negative market environment, and the management can't do anything about this. So we've got some of the positions now that are underwater, just like a lot of the resource stocks are. So to me, you call it as it is. So we've just become a little bit less aggressive in following the insiders with new buy recommendations because of that. Now, it'll come back when the market changes and market sentiment picks up once again. We'll probably have some really fast gains come back in. But then the other thing that I do in my service, I own a lot of positions, a lot of different companies myself from different sources. You know, some we come in through insiders, some companies that have warrants. Any companies we find at the resource conferences and from, other services that we follow as well. And so literally I'm on top of hundreds of companies, and the subscribers, what they get is they get to see my entire portfolio, and it's all right there in front of everybody to see. I do an audio every week, which is rather popular. So I live down in Mexico and I'm kind of one with the people, and I've at any given moment, you may hear chickens in the backgrounds or dog barking or gas trucks or whatever, so it adds a flavor. Yeah.
I got to tell you, your approach I find to be absolutely fascinating. Number one, I think it is a very logical, well-thought-out approach. The only way you can minimize your risk is to be fully informed, and Dudley Baker helps you to do that.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show. Got a couple more company interviews that we did down in San Francisco. Very, very interesting companies. These are sponsors of ours for the most part, or have been sponsors in the past, companies that we are very, very close to. Don't construe this as being investment advice, you folks out there, because it is not. We are simply providing you with information on companies that I personally like, not telling you what to do. Remember that. You get your own information, you make up your own mind, and then you know what? You tell me what you think.
Hey, welcome in. I'm Al Corlin. Pleasure to be chatting with you right now. We are recording at the San Francisco Hard Asset Conference at the Marriott Hotel. Great venue. You know, one of the nice things about coming to venues like this is I get to pick the brains of friends of mine like Rob Gray. Rob and I have known each other for a very long time. I am an investor in his all three of the companies that he's involved in, Exeter Resources, Extore Gold, and Rugby Mining. We're going to talk a little bit today about what they're doing in South America with Exeter Resources and Extore Gold. I want to start out first, if you don't mind, with Exeter, because we're going to get right in the thick of things over there
very soon. We will.
You've got a huge asset.
Very large.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
26 million ounces,
right.
6 billion pounds of copper. You know, it's measured and indicated, and we're going to put out our first pre-feasibility study in January.
Right.
So that's the economic study that, you know, you have to have out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we found this deposit, and in 4 years we're going to have, you know, from discovery to the pre-feasibility. It's amazing.
Exeter, I have to tell you, we have been down on the property. The Caspiche property is located at the 14,500-foot level. It is an amazing piece of ground. It's huge. It's almost surreal, and they are surrounded by major mining companies. So, I mean, it's quite a place, Rob.
Well, it's great. I mean, you've got Barrick there. You know, they've got 28 million ounces. They're in final feasibility. They've now got their they're going to get their permits. By this time next year, they should have their permits. You've got Kinross. It's operating mine. You've got Goldcorp. You've got Nippon Mitsui. I mean, I think the key is here, all these majors bought this.
All the majors are in there. Plus, on top of that, you've got tremendous support from the local community.
Yes, they. I mean, it's a mining area. Copiapó, it's where the miners were taken out a year ago. And it's 80,000 people, and it's a mining town.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Well, they actually had an accident that occurred down there where the entire community got together and saved every single one.
Everything,
of
all 33 of them.
They didn't worry about anything other than saving those people's lives, and they did it.
They did.
Tells you a lot about the society over there. Okay, let's go down. Let's go down to Argentina now. Yeah. Argentina, you're very active with Extorigold.
Yes,
okay.
Very active. You know, in the last year, we've just added a million ounces. We just added that. Just a few weeks ago, we now have 2.4 million ounces at over half an ounce per ton. We're still drilling. We have four drills going. We've had some other economic studies out. They're now old. You know, we were going to produce gold for $236 an ounce. We'll have a new economic study out in February, March of the new year, and by then we'll take this in for permitting. We're permitted already for 750 tons a day.
Yep.
We're going to look for 1,000 to 1,500 tons a day.
Now, in terms of Extore, we're talking about Extore, i.e. Rob and Yale and everyone actually putting it into production.
Yes.
In terms of Exeter, that particular asset is so large.
You know, in Exeter, we were looking for something small, a couple of million ounces, and we found a monster.
Right.
So we have to do some type of transaction. Yale's talked about it in the past, obviously, so we'll have to do that in the future. We have to do a transaction, either a joint venture or sell the project.
Yep.
Those are the only two ways.
So you got your hands full on both sides in terms of Exeter, great advanced development stage situation.
Yes.
And in terms of Extore, advanced development at this point, soon to be pre-production, I would think.
As well as exploration upside.
Exactly.
You know, we still have all these veins that we're still looking for. And it's unusual, as you know, in this industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you usually have your ounces, and then you go into construction, and then you pour your first bar of gold or silver or copper. So we're in a little unique. So we'll continue to have drill results out for you and your listeners.
When you have the mine opening down there, we're going to be there.
We want you there.
Oh, exactly.
We want you there. We got to have you there.
Last question. What do you think of the show?
It's been a good show. It's been a really good show. With this market the way it has been, I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But I think talking to all the other the booths here, it's been a very successful show.
It's been a great show. A lot of interest in the area. Okay. You know that I'm invested in both Extore and Exeter Resources through the Encompass Fund. You know that Exeter and Extore are sponsors of our website, so you know I am very, very biased in this particular situation. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. Rob, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me, Al. I appreciate that.
Hey, I'm Al Forlan. Thanks very much for joining me. We are at the San Francisco International Investment Conference's Hard Asset Conference. This, I think, is one of the greatest venues, and it certainly is one of the best conferences of this nature, I would have to say, in the United States. I like it because it gives me the opportunity to catch up with old friends, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Greg Johnson is with me. I've known Greg for a lot of years. His company is South American Silver. We have invested in the past in South American Silver. They were beginning to work in Bolivia when we were involved with them. It's my understanding now that you've increased the scope a bit. You're now doing some work in Chile also. So bring me up to speed, if you would. Give me your typical overview description of what South American Silver is all about.
Absolutely.
As of today.
Yeah, so company was IPO'd in 2007.
Right.
That first year in 2008, we developed a 100 million ounce silver resource. We've now grown that to 370 million ounces, making it one of the largest undeveloped silver resources in the world. We still think there's a lot of room to grow that. We've moved the project from a preliminary economic assessment stage into a pre-feasibility stage, which is what we're working on now on that project. So that remains our leading project.
Sure.
And a big one, and we think there's a lot of potential. The update that we put out on the engineering on that showed we were going to produce about 13 million ounces a year, which makes it one of the biggest silver-producing projects in the world. And the project comes along with two technology metals, indium and gallium, which are going to the flat panel display business. And there's been a lot of interest in that side because we may represent as much as 10% of the global market for those metals, which are rapidly growing and people need to find new sources of supply. Recently, however, I just got back from Chile. We had our board of directors down on our second asset, which has been earlier stage. But we're going to have drills arriving soon on our project in central Chile. It's right next door to El Teniente, which is the world's largest underground copper mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a tremendous copper, silver, gold asset down there. It's got historic drilling in it. It hasn't been worked on since the late 90s. It's been held privately. And this will be the first opportunity for a company to come in and really determine how big this is. So
Drills aren't there yet, but what are the plans for 2012?
Well, we've already opened up the roads. We've relogged the historic core. We've resampled the cores. A lot of it was only sampled for copper and moly, and we've gone back in and done a full suite so we know what we've got to work with.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a bunch of surface work, trenching and sampling at surface to understand what we have. And we've flown two very comprehensive geophysical surveys over the project that can look deep into the earth and tell us whether or not we have porphyry-related intrusives. So we're quite excited about that, the results of that study.
Sure.
We'll have drills probably arriving mid-December and starting to crank up by January and look to carry out a pretty significant drill campaign. It's going to deliver us a first resource estimate on the project, which we think will be meaningful and be able to give us a good flow of news into the spring and be very complementary to the work that we're doing at Malcacota, the large silver indium project in Bolivia.
You know, you and I have spent a lot of time in the past talking about the situation in Bolivia, the political situation. A lot of investors who aren't familiar with that particular area have some real trepidation. But you convinced me, you know, based on a lot of the conversations that we talked about that you had with senior governmental officials down there, that Bolivia is no problem.
Well, I mean, it's a developing economy.
Yeah.
It's so anytime, and in mining, this is very common that we're working in some fairly challenging locations. But this is a place that's the second largest sector after oil and gas is mining. You've had three major new mines built down there by large companies in the last 4 years in the silver space. The third largest silver producing mine in the world is there with Sumitomo.
Right.
You've got Coeur d'Alene's second largest asset.
Right.
People think of them as an American company, but their second biggest mine is in Bolivia.
Sure.
And you've got Pan American Silver, a name brand in silver, who's also operating down there. So this is a place where mines are being built. There's a long history of mining. And we think there's a tremendous opportunity in terms of looking at exploration projects and development of our own project.
I've always thought that was the case. Now that you're getting as active as you are, Greg, down in Chile, you know, that's just the icing on the cake, in my opinion.
To me, it gives us two projects that are solid projects advancing. You know, this is really adding value as we advance these projects from resource stage through the engineering phase and towards construction decisions. And with the second asset, to me, it really underpins the value of the first one, and it gives us a growth asset that can come in and add new ounces very rapidly, new pounds of copper very rapidly, and add shareholder value. And that's really, you know, the point of the business.
That's exactly the point of the business. And Greg has done it before. He's doing it again. There's a forward-looking statement, but you know what? I know this guy's history, and he's very, very good in the industry. It's a company worth looking at. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Good to be back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.